Alain, thanks for watching Proactive. Pantheon Resources is out with an update on its Alkaid-2 well in Alaska. Joining me with the details are CEO Jay Chatham and Technical Director Bob Rosenthal. Jay, Bob, good to speak with you both.
Good to see you, Steve, and great to be here.
Good to see you, Steve.
And you, Bob. So, Jay, you've reported that you're set for the flow test after drilling into art incident at Alkaid-2. Tell us what you've discovered there.
Well, Steve, we drilled the lateral horizontally 5,300 feet to a total depth of 14,300. That's really quite significant for us because we're using unconventional techniques on a conventional sandstone, and we're going to prove up, a very, very large resource. It sits along the Dalton Highway and the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, easy access to underutilized resources. And for Pantheon itself, we've hit another milestone by completing the horizontal lateral, and we will go into flow testing. So we're preparing now to do multi-stage stimulation and flow testing, and we will be producing oil later this year, probably in October, and trucking it up the Dalton Highway and putting it in the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. So very, very significant progress. Lots of milestones that we hit in terms of for Pantheon and for the state of Alaska too.
Well, Bob, maybe you can take us through some of those milestones, and also some of the actual results of what you have hit down there.
Well, first in the vertical well, which was the pilot hole, on the key interval, which we call the Alkaid anomaly, we found much better reservoir than what we saw in the Alkaid-1. All our modeling for results on Alkaid in terms of oil in place, resources based on the Alkaid-1 result. And again, in the vertical well, we've seen better reservoir properties. Going into the horizontal well, so once we kicked off and went into the horizontal well, over that 5,300 feet, or the way I'd like to put it for the American people, we drilled over a mile of horizontal. And in that, we repeatedly saw evidence for the that this better reservoir continues over that 5,300-foot lateral length. So that is really good news. The other good news is above the Alkaid anomaly, we went into what we call the SMD, and the SMD, that's the shelf margin deltaic section, which is completely, different independent zone from the Alkaid anomaly. And again, we found, good reservoir, and we've extended now this reservoir all the way from our Talitha well to into the Alkaid block, and even underneath the Sag River. And the final thing that we've accomplished is we actually drilled a deeper section than penetrated in the Alkaid-1, and that section has reservoir in it and has hydrocarbons in it, so it has oil in it. So we have got light oil up and down the section in the pilot hole, and so I think we ticked off all our objectives, and they look really good.
Jay, Alkaid-2 is your first horizontal well on the Alaska North Slope. What makes it so exciting? Because it is one of the most highly anticipated holes, development holes.
Well, Steve, what we will be able to do with a positive flow test in the Alkaid number two horizontal is demonstrate that all of the reservoirs that we have discovered in our 150,000 plus continuous acres that sits, as I said, near the Dalton Highway and the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, can be developed and developed commercially. And that is so significant because we've announced that we have in excess of 20 billion barrels of oil in place. I personally think that number is going to grow, and in excess of 2 billion barrels of oil resource recoverable. I also think that number will grow. And this well will demonstrate that, one, we can drill the horizontal wells, and two, produce them economically. I mean, really, really exciting for Pantheon.
Bob, why have you adopted a conservative approach and utilized a shorter lateral with LK2?
Well, and again, I like to say we've drilled over a mile. So it's nice. We can call that conservative. But I think the reason why we did it is the first horizontal we're going to drill. We didn't know, it's the first time we're drilling into the reservoir. You know, there could have been problems. There could have been unforeseen things that could have happened, and we wanted to give ourselves a large target, but an achievable target on the first well, and we did. And we drilled that well without, the horizontal without incident. It was smooth. We got the casing down smooth. We did a cement job, no problem with the cement job. And when we did the pressure test, it all came together. Once we test this well, this is the important thing. Once we test this well, it's a simple matter in terms of reserve audit and reserve, analysis to go from 5,000 feet to 8,000 feet on how the well will perform. So, taking this approach, I think, has been hugely successful for us.
Jay, what's next for the well?
Well, the next is that we will do long-term production testing, as I mentioned earlier, Steve. That's critical to us because we need to know what kind of production rates we'll get, and as importantly, what sort of decline rates we'll see out of these reservoirs. So that'll help us with our modeling. I'm hugely confident that we're going to see what we anticipate out of the well. So it's a great milestone for the company. It really is, Steve.
And I see you've also announced you're applying to trade on the OTCQX in the United States. So clearly some interest from U.S. investors.
Yes, we have a number of U.S. investors, and this will just make it a whole lot easier for all of them to trade on a platform in their own time zone and much more easily. So we're excited about that.
Well, I hope you'll keep us posted on developments at LK2 as well as on the OTCQ trading. But thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Jay Cheatham is the CEO, Bob Rosenthal, the technical director at Pantheon Resources.